One turns to flight, trembles, and laments. Would you not think him an utter fool who wept because he was not alive 1,000 years ago? And is he not just as much of a fool who weeps because he will not be alive 1,000 years from now? It is all the same. You will not be, and you were not. Neither of these periods of time belongs to you. You have been cast upon this point of time. If you would make it longer, how much longer shall you make it? Why weep? Why pray? You are taking pains to no purpose. Give over thinking that your prayers can bend divine decrees from their predestined end. These decrees are unalterable and fixed. They are governed by a mighty and everlasting compulsion. Your goal will be the goal of all things. What is there strange in this to you? You were born to be subject to this law. This fate befell your father, your mother, your ancestors, all who came before you, and it will befall all who shall come after you. A sequence which cannot be broken or altered by any power binds all things together and draws all things in its course. Think of the multitudes of men doomed to death who will come after you, of the multitudes who will go with you. You would die more bravely, I suppose, in the company of many thousands. And yet there are many thousands, both of men and of animals, who at this very moment, while you are irresolute about death, are breathing their last in their several ways. But you, did you believe that you would not some day reach the goal towards which you have always been traveling? No journey but has its end. You think, I suppose, that it is now in order for me to cite some examples of great men. No. I shall cite, rather, the case of a boy. The story of the Spartan lad has been preserved. Taken captive while still a stripling, he kept crying in his Doric dialect, "I will not be a slave!" And he made good his word. For the very first time, he was ordered to perform a menial and degrading service, and the command was to fetch a chamber pot. He dashed out his brains against the wall. So near at hand is freedom. And is anyone still a slave? Would you not rather have your own son die thus than reach old age by weakly yielding? Why, therefore, are you distressed when even a boy can die so bravely? Suppose that you refuse to follow him. You will be led. Take into your own control that which is now under the control of another. Will you not borrow that boy's courage and say, "I am no slave"? Unhappy fellow, you are a slave to men, you are a slave to your business, you are a slave to life. For life, if courage to die be lacking, is slavery. Have you anything worth waiting for? Your very pleasures, which cause you to tarry and hold you back, have already been exhausted by you. None of them is a novelty to you, and there is none that has not already become hateful because you are cloyed with it. You know the taste of wine and cordials. It makes no difference whether 100 or 1,000 measures pass through your bladder. You are nothing but a wine strainer. You are a connoisseur in the flavor of the oyster and of the mullet. Your luxury has not left you anything untasted for the years that are to come. And yet, these are the things from which you are torn away unwillingly. What else is there which you would regret to have taken from you? Friends? But who can be a friend to you? Country? What? Do you think enough of your country to be late for dinner? The light of the sun? You would extinguish it if you could. For what have you ever done that was fit to be seen in the light? Confess the truth. It is not because you long for the Senate chamber, or the forum, or even for the world of nature, that you would fain put off dying. It is because you are loath to leave the fish market, though you have exhausted its stores. You are afraid of death. But how can you scorn it in the midst of a mushroom supper? You wish to live. Well, do you know how to live? You are afraid to die. But come now, is this life of yours anything but death? Gaius Caesar was passing along the Via Latinae when a man stepped out from the ranks of the prisoners, his gray beard hanging down even to his breast, and begged to be put to death. What? Said Caesar. Are you alive now? That is the answer which should be given to men to whom death would come as a relief. You are afraid to die? What? Are you alive now? But, says one, I wish to live, for I am engaged in many honorable pursuits. I am loath to leave life's duties, which I am fulfilling with loyalty and zeal. Surely you are aware that dying is also one of life's duties. You are deserting no duty, for there is no definite number established.